Okay, today's daf is daf tes vav. So we got to the mission on the bottom of Yudit Dalet Amud Beis, and this is going to take us to the end of the parak. So Mishnah says, "Amar Rabbi Yosi." Rabbi Yosi says, "Ma'isa b'tinokes sheyardu lemalos ma'im min ha'ayin." Venenza, there was a girl who was going to fill up some water from the well, from the spring, and she was violated. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, "Imerov anshe ha'ir masin lekuhuna harezu tinasei lekuna." The din is that if a woman, if she was violated by a man who, he was a type of individual who his children, his daughter would be roi lakuna, that means he himself would not disqualify her from marrying a kohen. She would still, even though obviously something incorrect was taking place there, but at the end of the day, she retains her status of being kosher. So it depends on what the population is like in this particular city, and if it's rov again, anshir shemasina lakuna harezu tinasei likuhuna. So if you just look at Rashi for a second, Rashi says three lines up from the bottom, the end, the beginning of the line rather, the beginning im rov ha'ir ksherin lihasi benosein v'lamenoseim lakuna. If most men from the city, both their daughters and if they were to be widow their wife, lakuna, they would be permitted to the kuna. Shein rov bnei ha'ir me'apsul, most of them are not pasul, then isha lakuna, b'biyasan af zu tinasei lakuna, this woman as well, this young girl, though she was violated, in the end of the day, the man would not disqualify her. So Gemara says, Amar le rava le rav Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri damar kaman, who does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri hold like, that he permits this woman? Iki rabban Gamliel, afil barov psulin nami michsha. If he holds like Rabban Gamliel from the previous Mishnayos, Rabban Gamliel says we always trust her nemenes, which really means that we go based on the previous chazaka. And since her status quo, her chazaka was kshera, so here as well, we don't really care whether rov or psulin, rov or kshem, she retains her initial status. And Rabbi Yeshua afilo kurabrov ksherim nami pasur. Yeshua holds that we don't rely on the chazaka. And even though the chazaka may have been cheskas kashrus, we assume the worst. So even if most people were rov ksherim, we would still say that she would be pasur. So who does Rabbi Yochanan Nuri in fact hold like? Is it Rabbi Gamliel or is it Rabbi Yeshua? So the Gemara says, Amar lei hachi amar Yehuda. This is what he holds. Amar Rav, going on to Daf Tes Vav now, Vikronos shel tzipore hayamaisi. This event took place in the marketplace, and the idea is that there are two rove that's taking place. Normally, we follow one rove. If rove indicates one way, kosher, or one rove puzzle, that's sufficient. But we'll see here that there's a need to have two roves. You need two populations of majority saying kosher. If you look at Rashi in the top here, Bikronos shel tzipori, biyom hashuk, it was the day of the market, shiseos the shayaros, different groups and different travelers would pass through the city for the day of the shuk. Mimakam acher, Baal Sham, they'd come from elsewhere. And then back inside the Gemara, now we're going to use Rashi here a couple of times. Uchid Rebbe Ami, Dama Rebbe Ami, Hush Haisa Seya Shel Bnei Adam Ksherim Overis L'Sham. And it was the day of the market where there was a caravan of people, and they were a group of people, most of whom were kosher. Uchid Rebbe Yanai, Dama Rebbe Yanai, Nivelis Bekronos Ksherim Lakuna. If a woman was violated at the event, the ma'isa took place in the Kronos, the shuk itself, she's kosher. Now the Gemara says, wait a second. The Kronos HaGadaydach, you would think the ma'isa took place in the public eye? It's certainly not. Ella, what it means is, Niveles Bishas Kronos Ksher Lakuna. This event, we said, didn't take place in the marketplace, it took place by the Mayan. But it happened during the Shah of the time of the marketplace, where there was a rove of people in the city, was one rove who were kosher, plus the rove of the people traveling through were also kosher. You need those two rove. About Perish Echad Mitzipore Ubal Havlad, Abal Havlad Shoki. But if one of the people separated, they were separated where there's only one rove, it wasn't from Tzipuri, that child would be Shtuki, would not have a kosher status. Just look at Rashi for a little bit. Rashi writes, two lines down, Uchid Rebbe Ami, the hashta ika rove seya, rove ha'ir. We need both. The majority of the travelers must be kosher, and the majority of the people in the city must be kosher as well. And that's the din. If you look at Rashi, two narrow lines down, about pirish echer mitzipori, diyadinan vade dimin ha'ir hayaf. The one guy separated. And we know for certain that that guy came from the city. He wasn't one of the travelers. He definitely came from the city. So you only have the rove of the city, because he's not a question of coming from the travelers. Afa pisha tzipori ir shiruba masiyana lakuna. Even though the city itself has most people who are kosher, in the end of the day, says Rashi, to have lad shtuki, the child is shtuki, which means he's not kosher lakuna. Why? The bechad ruba lo machshir. We don't allow the child to be kosher with only one rove. We need two roves. The rove of the city and the rove of the travelers. And once we know that this person came from one or the other, that narrows it down only to one rove. But if we don't know if he came from either one, that actually has two roves, and that's where we're kashering. The Gemara goes on to explain further. Kihad dechi aser Rav Dimon. Rav Dimon came back from Eretz Israel. He reported Amar Ziri. He quoted from Ziri, who quoted from Rabbi Bichanina. Vyamila, others say Amar Ziri, Amar Bichanina. Holchen acha rova ir, v'ein holchen acha rova seya. We follow the rove. Now we're going to tweak this in just a second. Just hold off for a moment. That we follow the rove from the city if the kasher, but we don't follow the rove of the seya if most people have kasher from the travelers. We don't follow that. I said, what do you mean? Klapi lai? Does it make any sense? Honey naidi v'honey kvi v'kaima. It should be the opposite because there's a klal in general when it comes to rove and percentages. When something moves, we so call the parish. When something separates, we assume based on the population, that's going to dictate the status of that person who moved, who was moving out of the, who separated. So if most of the city was kosher, that person who was parish is also kosher. If most are pasul, we assume that person was pasul. But if it was kavua, if it was set and established, we don't look at numbers or percentages. We have a klal, whatever the reason is. When something's kavua and set and established, we say mechza, mechza. It's always viewed as 50-50, even though it may not be really 50-50, even though rove might be kosher. Kavua, mechza, kavua, kol kavua, we say mechza, mechza damya. So the Gemara says this statement doesn't make any sense. We say we go based on the rove of the city, Lakula. We don't go based on the rove of the travelers. It should be the opposite. The travelers who are moving, we should follow the rove there. The city, which is stationary, we should ignore the rove and say it should be mechza, mechza, 50-50. So Gemara tweaks his statement and says, really what he means to say is, what was Rav Dimi reporting? He was saying, Ella holchen acha rove ha'ir, v'hu di'ika rove seya behadeh. That's what he means. That we follow the majority of the city, if they're kosher, and plus the travelers coming through are also rove kosher. So when you have two roves together, that's when we would allow that that particular case, that Maisa Shaya, then we would allow that her woman would be kosher. The Ein, however, Ein holchen achar rove ha'ir gredasa, v'lo achar rove seya gredasa. We don't follow the majority of the city alone, and we don't follow the majority of the travelers alone. You need two. Asks Gemara, why not? My time, what's the reason you need two? Gzeira rov seya atu rov ha'ir. Because we only follow the travelers, the rove of the travelers, we might end up following the rove of the city dwellers as well. Gemara says, why not? The rov ha'ir nami. Why not? We have a concept in general, holchen achar rov, we paskin the rove. So just like you allow the rove kshem of the travelers to dictate her status, so too you should travel, follow the rove of the city to dictate her status. So Gemara says, no. If the people from the city go to her, they move. So you're right. We could follow the rove because we could invoke code the parish, meruba parish. If someone separated from a population, we say whatever the majority was, that's going to indicate what his population was. So you're right. If they went to her, then we'd say rove of the city, rove of the ear, rove of the travelers. Each one independently would be fine. However, lo tzricha, the case is the ka'azle'i, she, the gabayu, she went to them, she went to the city. And the reason why we can't follow the rove of the city, because now the city is viewed as havle kavua. It's stationary. They're in their makom, and we have the klal, amribizera, kol kavua, kemechsa mechsedami. And therefore, since the city is kavua, although perhaps the percentages is indicating that's really kosher, but since it's kavua, kol mechsa mechsedamia, and therefore, since we have the rove of the ear, the city of the travelers, that will now tip the scale and make us the whole thing we viewed actually as rove and would be kosher. And that's the complicated piece here. So Gemara says, wait a second here. Since when do you need mi ba'in and tre robe? And since when do you need two roves? One rove is always sufficient. What's going on here? Natani, the Braisa says, Teisha chanuyos, kulan mochros basashchuta. You have nine stores that are selling kosher meat. The achas mocheres basar nevela. And there's a 10th store that's selling nevela, not kosher meat. V'lokach me'achas men. You went to one of the stores and you forgot which one you went to. V'eni yodei, we weren't sure if it was a kosher or not. So one would assume that it should be mutter because the likelihood is you bought from the kosher store, 9 out of 10. So me'eze mehen lokach, you weren't sure which one you bought from. The din is sveiko aser. Why? Because the stores are kavua. You went to them, we say, kol kavua, mechza mechza dami. We have to assume the worst, 50% is neveli. Even though that's not the reality, that's the cloud. However, v'nimsa, if let's say you found the meat packaged away off to the side. You didn't go to the store. It was somewhere in the streets. So you weren't sure where it came from. So then actually, Nimsa Halach Acharov, you follow the Rov. Why? Because this was Parish. It's separated and called the Parish, Meruba Parish. And since 9 out of 10 were kosher, we can assume actually it works. So the Gemara says, that's only a case of Rov. One Rov. There are two Rovs there. There's one Rov. And we still see one Rov is sufficient to declare something mutter. Oh, v'chitem, if you're going to tell me this case of the 9 and 10 stores is b'shein d'lasas medina nulos, it's when the city doors, the gates weren't closed, so people from the outside were coming and bringing other meat. So you have to have the rove of the stores here, plus rove of meat from elsewhere. That too may have been a double rove. That's why we're making. Why it says no, because we have the din, again, v'chitem, b'shein d'lasas medinas nulos, and the ka'asule ruba ba'ama, and you have the rove from the rest of the world bring kosher meat in. Let's say you want to make that suggestion, and there are two roves. Can't be, because v'hamar Rabbi Zeir commented on this brisa, v'yafal picha delasas medina nulos, that we can rely on the majority of the stores in the city, even if the gates are closed and there is no other rove from elsewhere. So we see clearly that one rove is sufficient. Mar says you're right. In general, one rove is sufficient, but here is mala also b'yuchas. When it comes to the world of yichas, we want to have higher standards, so they required two levels of rove. Rove of the city, and plus rove of the travelers. So Gemara now quotes from above this statement of kol kavua, gufa. Amir Rebbe Zera, kol kavua, kimechsa mechsa dami. Whenever something is stationary, regardless of the actual percentages, we always view this as 50-50. Bain the kula, bain the chumra. Whether or not that's going to dictate a leniency or a stringency, we always apply the klal kala kavua kamechsa mechsedamya. Minale, has Rebbe Zeir know this? Where's the basis in the brisas that we see this? We're going to ask in a second where do you see this in the Torah, but based on the brisa, where do we find the brisa that kavua is mechsa mechsedamya? So the Gemara says, Elaim, if you're going to tell me metesha chanuyos, the 9 stories that kulan melchus, basa shchuta, where they're all selling kosher meat. V'yachas, basa nevela, in the 10th store selling non-kosher meat. V'lokach me'achas men, you buy from one of them. V'enio de be'ezem men, lokach, you don't know from which store you buy. Sveiko aser, it's a safek aser, because that's the kavua. Uvenim, so you find it, if it's not in the store, but you find it in the street somewhere, that's halach acharov. Either way, we see that when you go to the store, even though 9 out of 10 it should be kasser, we say aser. That's hasem l'chumer, that's a chumer. That tells you that kavua can indicate a stringency. But where do you see that there could be a leniency also by kavua? Ela mitisha tzvardim. You have 9 frogs, v'sheretz. The din is that a sheretz is metame a person. A tzvardeh, a frog, is not metame a person. There are different types of shrutzim. Shrutzim is a type of lizard, maybe. So 9 frogs and 1 sheretz. And the din is v'naga be'achamem. You touch one of them. You weren't sure if you touched the frog and you're tahor, or if you touched the lizard and you were tame. V'enyo dem be'ezem en naga. Sveik aser. Here, you're aser. So Gemara says, "Hasam nami luchum." That's also luchumra, where since it's kavua, they're stationary, they're in their cages. Let's say that's mechsa mechsa. We assume the worst because 50% is tame. So that's luchumra. We want to find the case where the kavua is going to be lakula. Ela must be metisha tzvardim. You have 9 frogs. V'sheretz echad beinem, and there's a sheretz among them. V'noga be'acham, you touch one of them. I skipped a line here. Let's see. Metisha tzvardim. No, that's not what I'm up to. Okay, so that must be the elamatisha shrutzim. There we go. That's Farde Echad. They have 9 shrutzim, and one of them is a frog now. Benem. Vinoga Be'echad. You touch one of them. Venio De Me'ezim and Nog. You weren't sure which one you touched. And now there's a klal in general. Whenever there's a suffix tumma, it depends where you're located. So the din is, if it's Bershus HaYachid, the din is Sveiko Tame. The suffix tells you your Tame. And if the suffix takes place Bershus HaRabim, you're going to be Sveiko Tare. It's going to be Tower. That's based on the halachas of Sota. The pasuk says in Parshas Naso, it says Vinitba 3 times. And we learn the halachas of Sota tells us the halachas of Tumah. And just like the case of Sota, where the woman becomes usher to her husband if she's with another man, Bershus HaYachid, in privacy, so too, Safek Tumah will be usher Bershus HaYachid. If it takes place Bershus HaRabim, then it's Tahor. What's Tahor? It was Bershus HaRabim. I mean, it doesn't mean 600,000 people like by Shabbos, but when it comes to 3 people by Sota, that's not Steer anymore, so she would be Mutter to her husband. So too, if the Safek Tumah takes place in the presence of 3 people, that's called Rishis Rabim and Tar. That's the din. Either way, we see that this is a case of Kavua, and Mechsa Mechsa is 50-50, but if this event takes place in Rishis Rabim, we would be Mekel and say that they are Tahor. So that's where we see Kavua also has leniencies as well. So now the Gemara wants to know, okay, so that's how we find a basis in the Brises. But where is this source from in the Torah? Midiraisa minol, and how do you know this is the case in the Torah that kol kavua, it's kamechsa mechsa damya? And the Gemara says, Amarkra, v'arevlo v'kamalava. That person has to ambush and attack him. The din is referring to if a person kills somebody else, so he's only chayv if he had intent on killing somebody else. But let's say he tried killing Reuven and ended up killing Shimon, then the din is pater. There has to be mamish kavana for who he's trying to attack, who he's trying to kill. So the Gemara says, the drasha is a ad sheis kavin lo, until this kavana to kill the victim. So Rabbanan, Amrei, Debei Rabbi Yanai, Prat lezorek evin legov, meaning this excludes a case a person throws a rock and a group of people, he doesn't know who it's going to hit, he's going to be potter because he didn't have intent on targeting one particular person. So Gemara says, what is this scenario of throwing a rock to a group of people whereby he's going to be potter? Hey, Chidami, what's the scenario? Elaim, if you're going to tell me, De'ika tisha kananim v'yachad Yisrael b'neim, if there are 9 non-Jews and there's 1 Jew among them, so why do you have to go based on the pasuk v'arev lo v'kamla? Why do you need a special drasha? You should say v'tei b'glei deruba kananinu. The din is most likely would have killed a non-Jew. So even if he does kill a Jew, that was very unlikely. And whenever, whenever it comes to din nefashos, we're always going to be mekel. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says 4 lines up from the bottom here. Why do you need special pasuk to protect him? Even if it had been 50 non-Jews to 50 Jews, 5 and 5, how could you say to kill him? For him, it was a suffix whether he's going to murder a Jew or a non-Jew. And murdering a Jew only, but murdering a non-Jew, it's not chayiv misa. So you don't need a special pasuk to tell me that. So the Gemara says, inami palga bapagi, even if it's 50-50, as we just said, safek nefashis lahaka, we're always going to be lenient on the person. He did not have intent on killing a Jew. So why would you need special pasuk to tell me that? So Gemara says, lo tricha de'ika tisha yisraelim the kanani echa benem. The situation with the 9 Jews, and there's 1 kanani, and here his likelihood was going to kill a Jew in this particular case. So maybe you should say that the havilei kanani kavua, and since they're set, they're standing in a group, so if you view this as mechsa mechsa damia, the whole kavuk mechsa mechsa dami, and therefore we see that we're leaning in this case, even though it was 50-50, in the end of the day, even though it's really 90%, 9 to 10 Jews, but since it's kavua, we actually make it to him to view this case of 50-50, and he's actually off the hook for this particular case. So Gemara now says, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that Rabbi Yossi Paskin, that woman, that girl, Tinokes, she's going to be mutter if Rov of the Anshe'ir are Masin Lakuna, she could retain her status of being Kasha Lakuna. So Gemara says, last 3 lines here of the Amud, Itmar, Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Amar, Rav Halacha, Rabbi Yossi. We Paskin, like that Mishnah of Rabbi Yossi. Rav Chanan Bar Rav Amar, Rav Haras Shah, that was Haras Shah, that was a special exception. If you look at Rashi to explain last 2 lines here, Haras Shah Haisa, Hach the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri of the Mishnah of Rabbi Yossi, with Tzarch Shah Haisa, O Rosham Shah Tzedeh E Hekadvam Lahatir, they saw other reasons why to make on this particular case, Aval Doros Trey Rubi Bainim, but in general, you need a row of people. So that's the din. You need rov. And again, that case right now, at least in the Havamina, is there's only 1 rov. And but there, in general, you really need 2 rov. That's what he says. So Gemara says, "Meisiv Rabbi Yirmiya ul yuchsin lo bayin shtei rove." Is it really true? Could anyone really suggest you don't need shtei rove? You don't need 2 rov for yuchsin? But it's not. Don't we have a mission that tells us going on to Amud Beis now that matzah ba tinok mushlach? If you find a child lying on the floor who's alive, Imrov of the Kochavim of the Kochavim. If he comes from a nearby city, we don't know where he comes from, but if the near city is mostly non-Jews, we assume he's a non-Jew. Im the closest city, Imrov Yisrael. If, however, most people nearby are Jews, we assume he's a Jew. Mechza, Mechza, Yisrael. If it's half and half, we assume he's Yisrael. The guy be which halachas, Amarav, Lo Shanu Elalachayoso. It's only true in terms of keeping him alive and feeding him, because he might be a Jew. About Luyuchsim, when it comes to Yuchus, lo, that much we don't give him any Yuchus. Even though Rova Yisrael, we don't, that's not good enough for Yuchus. Why you need 2 Rov to indicate that he's going to be good, having good Yuchus? And Shmuel Amar Lefakeh Chalav Zagal, to save him if on Shabbos he's underneath the rubble, you have to save him because there's a good chance he's a Yisrael. But in the end of the day, Lagabe Yichus, the halach is, we don't rely on simply Rov Anshe Yisrael. You need a double Rov here. So Gemara says, Ishtam Tisei Hada Amar Yehuda Amar Rava Bekronels Shel Tzipori Have Maisa. That particular case in the Gemara and the Mishnah was Harash. What was the case of Tzipori, whereby there were two rov in that case. So you do need two rov. Enachanami, even though we said we hold like Rabbi Yossi, that was not to say that the Mishnah was one rov. It really do, you know, you do need two rov, and it's actually consistent with this Gemara here that if rov Anshe Yisrael, we don't assume he has good yichus because you need two rovs. That's exactly the Mishnah, whereas Bekorna Shut Sipori, like we said earlier, that there are two Rubim going on there. Rav Chanan bar Rava, that Mahara Shah Kasha, he says that, wait a second, that Hara Shah, really, that case is Hara Shah that we allowed for it, but the generations, you really need two Rove. So Gemara says that no, Ha Man de Masiha, Lo Masiha, one who holds this way doesn't hold that way. If you look at Rashi just for a second, Rashi writes Hara Shah Isa, Vahasam Tre Robe Habit. That case was two Rove. But he holds in general you don't need two rov. Only that case was a special rasha where you need two rov. But in general you don't need. We just brought this brisa that Rav says you do need two rov, and he says no, he doesn't hold to this brisa. He doesn't hold to such a brisa. He really holds that one rov is really sufficient. So now the Gemara says it requotes what we just saw in the brisa gufa. Mata batinok tinok mushlach. If you find the child on the floor, im rov of the kachavim. If most people nearby are of the kachavim, you assume the child's of the kachavim. Im rov Yisrael, you assume Yisrael. Mechsa mechsa, you also assume Yisrael. So I'm a rav, like we said above, lo shanu el lachayosa. This is only true of keeping alive that we assume mechsa mechsa. About the yichus in terms of yichus, we don't trust these good yichus. And then Shmuel amar lefakech lo v'sagal to save him on Shabbos to do something to save his life. So Umi Amar Shmuel Hachel Yishmuel really hate hold this way. V'hamar Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Ein Hochel in Pikuach Nefesh Acharov. You don't need Rov. In other words, but Pikuach Nefesh, even if they meet, even if only a minority would indicate that he's possibly a Jew, we would actually save him for Pikuach Nefesh. We don't need a Rov to allow that, even a meet. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes Ein Hochel Diafilu B'Safek Over Kachavim Safek Yisrael Be Rov Over the Kachavim B'Fakin. He's very lenient Lagavi Pikuach Nefesh. You don't need a Rov of Yisraelim to indicate that's allowed. So Ella, what you really mean to say is Itmar, when Itmar, when Shmuel was saying a statement, Aresha Itmar, it's going in the Resha, meaning what? Im Rov of the Kachavim over Kachavim, Amar Shmuel, Ulufakech, Alav is a Gal, Eino Kane. You're right, normally we assume that Rov over the Kachavim is over Kachavim, but Lagabe, Pakech, Asagal, you don't need Rov, even if Rov is over the Kachavim, you'd still be lenient, Lagabe saving a person's life. Im Rov of the Kachavim, over Kachavim, the Maihil Chosa, when the Brisa said that most people are Goyim, we assume this child's a Goy, Lagabe, which halacha? Amir Papa La Chilo Nevelas. In terms of feeding a Nevela, that are you allowed to feed a Nevela to a Jew? Certainly not. Are you allowed to feed a Nevela to a Goy? Certainly yes. This child, what's his status? So if he's a Goy, you can feed him. If not, you can feed him. So the din is that we assume he's a Goy and that a person is allowed to feed this child Nevelas. If you rove Yisrael, Yisrael, Lamai Hilchasa. When we said that most people are Yisraelim, that we assume the child also Yisrael, Lagabi, which particular halacha? Amir Papa La Hachsel La Veda. If he lost an object, so we don't return a lost object to a guy. Lamaisa we do, but the Ikka din you don't. And when it comes to Yisrael, you would. So we assume that child is Yisrael. If most people are nearby are Yisraelim, we assume he's Yisrael, we'd return an Aveda to the person. Lagabi the Lacha Mechsa Mechsa Yisrael. If it's 50-50 equal, so we assume such a child is Yisrael as well. Lagabi Lamai Hilchaz, which halacha? So Amr Shlokish. In the terms of Nezikin, in terms of damages, what's the case of damages? Hey Chidami, what's the case here? Inema dinakhe Torah didan the Torah didei. So let's say I'm a Jew and my shore gores the shore of this child. We don't really know what his status is. He came from an area where it's 50 Jews, 50 non-Jews. We don't know what his story is. So my shore damaged his shore. So there's a din in general that the shore shall Yisrael. Damages a shur shel akum, you don't have to pay any money. We actually got into some trouble. We almost got into trouble because of this. The Gemara says that some of the Greeks or Romans were investigating the entire Torah and all the Gemara. And the Gemara Baba Kama says they agreed with every single thing that we said except for this din. They found this din was incorrect. How is it fair that if a non-Jewish shur gores ours, they pay? But if a Jewish shur gores their shur, we don't have to pay. That doesn't make any sense. They disagree, but they're not going to tell the authorities based on that. So that's the Gemara. But either way, the din is that a shur shal Yisrael shal nagach shur shal goy yir pater. So the din is if it's going to be again inema din nagchei Torah didan my shur our shur of Yisrael was a gourd it hurt damaged the Torah didei theirs. So then I don't owe any money if he's a non-Jew, and if he's a Yisrael I do owe money. So Lemele, we say to the guy, you want to collect the money for my damage? I see Ra, you should bring a proof to Yisrael, Fishakal. Prove me Yisrael, then collect. Before doing that, Hamotzi Mechavero, Alaf Ra, you want to extract money from me? Prove to me that you deserve the money. So that can't be the case. That case, certainly your potter. Lotzicha, Dinakha Torah Didei, it's where his shur, this child, we don't know his status, it's 50-50, his shur, gored the Torah Didon, gored our shur. So what's the din? So I want to collect the money. So the din is, when it comes to a tam and a muad, a tam of a Yisrael who gores my animal owes me chati nezek. If that animal's a muad, he owes me full nezek. By a goy, if it's a shur, whether or not the shur is a tam or a muad, he always pays nezek shalom. So now, this child, we don't know if he's a Jew or not Jew. He has a shur tam, who's not doesn't gore normally, it's a tam, and he gores my animal. So if he's a Jew, I'll take 50%. If he's a guy, I'll take full. So how much do I collect from him? So Gemara says, Lo tzricha again, the nakhe Torah didei, his shur, gored the Torah didon mine, palga misham, he certainly owes 50, because he's at least the Yisrael, owes 50. So I collect 50 from him. V'idach palga, the other 50, that I want to say that you're maybe a guy, so you should owe me the other 50. Amalhu, he says to them, to us, I see Raya Dilav Yisrael on a prove to me, he says, prove that I'm not a Yisrael, that I'm a goy, and then I'll pay the rest of the 50 as well. So that's the halacha of Mechsa Mechsa. We view him as a Yisrael, meaning he only pays 50 chati nezek until we prove otherwise that as a goy, that he has to pay the nezek. Shalem, hajalach besula nises. Okay, fine. We'll stop here. And Mitzvah Shem will continue the next parak tomorrow.